We will start today with Daf Pei. Now the Gemara is going to go back after we just finished saying that the Halacha is like Shmuel and mention all the things that the Sadeh of the Pumbedusa said. The Gemara is going to go back to the original thing that Rabbi Yehuda said, that Rabbi Yehuda said that you have to be Magbia the Chavis of the Shita Pavos to pick it up a Tefach. So now the Gemara is going to ask on that from a Braisa. So Meisve would ask Rabbi Yehuda, Ketzad Mishtatim B'mova, in the following Braisa, how does one create the Shita Pavos in order to permit Tiltul and all the Chatzeros? So maybe in Chavis Shalyayin, you can bring a barrel of wine. Bishal Sheb, or a barrel of oil, shall tamar of date, shall grogros of figs, shall sharsh mine peros, anything of these things would work. The imishalo, if you're bringing your own, right, I'm doing it for everybody, then sarich lezakos. I have to do an actual act of zikoy for everybody else. Now, the zachon shalom is a little bit fun of, because when it comes to shitim avos, when it comes to chatzeros, there's no downside. When it comes to eruv tchumim, there is a potential downside. So, Mishalot Sarach Lazakos, V'im Mishalahen, but if I'm going to use everybody else's stuff, I'm going to bring it, take it from everybody else, Sarach Lahodia, I have to tell them that I'm taking their stuff to make the Shituf. Ooh, Magbiya Minakarka Mashu, and I have to pick it up a little bit. So wait, we say you have to pick up a Tefach. Here's you have to do a Mashu. So Gemara answers that, my Mashu not meaning the Amr Tefach. Mashu also means a Tefach. It means a Tefach Tosos, and the other, on the previous Amr points out, second to last Tosfos in the bottom of the Amud, he says, "Mikan ein lo chiyach de hagba sagi b'tefach." Only here do we say hagba b'tefach. Usually, by kinyan hagba, it used to be a little bigger, three tefachim or something more, right? But over here, he says, "Mikan ein lo chiyach de hagba sagi b'tefach." The shani shutufei mavos, shutuf mavos is different. Is it derabanan? It's a derabanan. That's why just a little pickup. But in real kinyanim, here we're not necessarily doing a kinyan over here. Right, we may not be talking about a kinyan. We're talking about a zechus. It's not a kinyan, so it doesn't have to be the same amount. Okay. Now the Gemara's will talk about what's said in the Mishnah that you have to do a mizake everybody in the mavoi. So Mishnah, so Itmar, we're going to the base medrash. In the base medrash, she tufei mavos. Right, Rav Amar ain't tzarech lezakos. You do not have to do zikui, which is against our Mishnah. Ushmul Amar tzarech lezakos. Ushmul says you do have to do zikui. But by Eruvei Tchumim, when I'm putting an Eruv Tchumim down on behalf of somebody else, the machlokus is flipped. Rav Amar Tzarech Lezakos, Rav says you have to be mezakeh to the person. Again, it makes sense over there because, well, Tzarech Lezakos, I guess you have to do it, okay? Shmuel Amar Ein Tzarech Lezakos, and Shmuel says you don't have to do zikoy. Tosos can explain the reason why. Rav Amar Ein Tzarech Lezakos, Tosos says, this is by, Rav says you don't have to do zikoy by the Shituf Mavos. The Kaven the Asr Alei, since your portion in the Mavoi, or in the Chatzis for that matter, if your portion, right, Kaven the Asr Alei, if I don't create the Sheet of Mavos, or this Eru Chatzirus, Kaven the Asr Alei, Gomer Umaknile, I, the one person making it, I already have complete Gemira's Das to be Kona to you everything that is in this, I'm taking my own barrel, and I really want to carry here. So I take this barrel, I'm coning the whole thing to you. You can use it. I don't have to have this whole zikoy on someone's behalf. It's fine. I don't have to have a worry about it because I know if I don't do this, it's going to be a problem for me. I'm not going to be able to carry. Ubitchumim, right? And he says, Ubitchumim, sarach lezakos, delo asar lev lo gomer mikni. Because when it comes to tchumim, I'm going to be benefit for you for tchumim. I have to do something to show a gemiras das because otherwise, what does it hurt me one way or another whether you have the right to go extra space on this side? I'm doing it on your behalf. I'm taking my stuff on your behalf. I have to be mezakeh for you. I have to say clearly. I have to do some sort of ma'isa. This is on behalf of you. When it comes to the eruv chatzeros, I have complete gemiras das because otherwise I'm going to be out. I'm going to lose out. Shmuel says, right? Shmuel ubimavoy tzarach lezikos v'lamakni rishus hu dekasaver eruv mishum kinyan. It was a whole machlokes we saw before, where the Erev Rishon Kinyan, the Erev Rishon Dira. Shmuel says Erev Rishon Kinyan, so Erev Rishon Kinyan, I gotta make a Kinyan. I gotta do the Zikoy. I have to actually make a physical, I have to do the Hakba, I have to do something to make a Kinyan. Right? Even if you hold, like the Man Dorma says, the Erev Rishon Dira, Sarach Lazako, still to do the Zikoy, Kadesha Kone Dira Beis Chavero. Because I still have to, it's Beis Dira, but I have to get myself a spot in that guy, I have to get him to have a spot in that house, so you have to do the Kinyan. When it comes to tchumim, savar shmuel the ain't tzarach lezakos. I don't have to do any zechi over here. Delo koni rishus achemu. It's not being koni rishus any here. What am I making a zikui for? What have to say that this eruv now belongs to you? I'm doing it on your behalf. I'm not koni anything for you. don't know if that's true because you're calling a shvisa, but you're not calling an object. You're not calling something that belongs to somebody else.
No, I'm just understanding. Why didn't you just send it in the first place?
What?
Someone who bought children fun of it. Not get all these problems since day one on Hudson.
Right, but when it says Zachar Shalosh Lobe Fanav, does that mean you have to actually do some sort of Maisa?
You're doing something already. I already made the error.
You have to do something more.
You can't enjoy my air.
I hear
you.
Okay. I don't know.
Every single time somebody does it, what's the downside? There's no downside.
Downside is if somebody doesn't want to join.
Right, but he said
why would anybody not want to join?
We had a whole Masechta why somebody wouldn't want to join.
Yeah, the Baal Daf.
No,
yeah, he's a guy. The Baal Daf is a guy. That's a whole different story.
I don't understand.
Well, man, you're ruining it for a walk.
No, I'm not.
For
the other guy, because I'm taking it away from the other side. Who says he wants to go this way?
Correct.
Okay, I understand.
You don't make somebody doesn't want to be part of it. Why
wouldn't anybody do that?
We had cases where guys wanted to mess it up.
A bunch of cases of why.
If you intentionally trying to mess it up, I forgot. Right. I forgot to give you my bread.
No, but he says
he doesn't want his part. He had a fight with his next door neighbor.
He had a beat with his next door neighbor. Why is that?
I have feelings
of my boys. I know, you have a shadows about that. You have a story, guy says, I'm not going to give an Eruv in the Eruv because the guy owes me money. So I'm going to mess everybody up. There's collateral damage here. I guess it comes out. But he might talk about the Stam case where you don't know.
You forgot
it. Is a secret. Okay, so that's the point he's saying. You caused Zavash Lol Bufana, but you have to do a Maisa as well.
The Maisa's done already.
What Maisa?
I already made it.
No, the Maisa would be, you have to do it. Just
so
making.
I say I'm doing it for you.
Yeah, just to make it or something like that. I may not be. It's very minute. Okay, let's just go by there. Okay, so we get Bishlam al Shmuel. Shmuel makes sense. What Shmuel makes sense? Because Hachotnan, but Hachalotnan el Rab Maitaima. Shmuel makes sense. What does it mean makes sense? He has a source. Because Shmuel has our Mishnah in the case of Shitupim Avos, which says that, in the case of Shitu Mavos, which says that you have to do Zikoi, and it never mentions that you have to do Zikoi by Tchumim. So it doesn't have the Mishnah like that. So it makes sense. Shmuel works out with the Mishnahis. But Lura, right, because Hacha Tnan, by Shitu Mavos, it's in the Mishnah, but Hacha by Erev Tchumim, Lotchan. There's no Mishnah that says you have to do Zikoi by an Erev, by Erev Tchumim. El Rav, my timer. Why does Rav say? He's famous against the Mishnah. So you could have simply answered, a Rav Tanu Lupalik. That's an easy way out. The Gemara doesn't do that. Gemara says, Tanoi. No, there is a machlokas Tanoim as to whether or not you have to have Zikoi, whether you have to have Zikoi by Erev Chatzeros. Our Mishnah says yes. We're going to bring a Tanoim, Tana that says no, you don't need to. Tanoi, what's the case? The Amar of Yehuda Amar Rab. Yehuda's the name of Rab. Maisa Bekalosos of Osha. Once happened that the dorm over of Yoshia, Shehalcha LeBeis HaMerchot. And Erev Shabbos, she went to the bathhouse, which we're going to learn, according to Rashi, is a Tchum issue. The bathhouse was outside the Tchum. V'choshkola. And it got dark. And now she's stuck outside. The Evil Achamosas, her mother-in-law, made an Erev Tchumim for her before sunset. They thought that she could come back to the city. She realized that she was out there. So she did an Erev Tchumim for her so she can come back. However, the Metzias was. Ubay Maisel Nei Rabbi Chiyah, and the story came before Rabbi Chiyah, V'asar, and he didn't permit her to come to the city. She says, no, you can't, the Erev Tchumim didn't work. V'amalo Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, so Rabbi Shmuel says to him, Bavloi, which is apparently a big derogatory term, you Babylonian, Bavloi, kol kacha tamachmir be'eruvin, you can be so machmir when it comes to Eruvin, kach amar Abba, my father, Rabbi Yossi said, kol sheishko lahakel be'eruvin hakel, whenever it comes to Eruvin, whenever it can be mekel, Eruv Tchum, I guess also is not like Rabbi Kiva here, he's saying it's din d'rabbanan, and it should be mekel, ve'ivoyluhu, and they had the shayla was, why did Rabbi Chiya say that she couldn't come into the city? What was the reason why he said the Eruv Tchum was no good? Is it because Mishal Chamosi Irvala when we shouldn't blow Zikzala? Is it because the mother-in-law was using her own personal items and she wasn't mezaki it to her daughter-in-law? Oh, Dilma, maybe Mishala Irvala when we shouldn't the Shalomi Daito, or maybe she used the daughter-in-law stuff but it wasn't her das. So the Gemara says, Amar Lehen Ahumi Rabbanan, and one of the rabbis said, Rabbi Yaakov Shemay, his name was Yaakov, the demon far shalemi need Rabbi Yochanan. I know, I heard the payers of this incident from Rabbi Yochanan, that the reason why Rabbi Chiya said it was Asr is because Mishal Chamosa Irva, it was the reason why they said originally that it was Asr, is because the Chamosa, the mother-in-law, was using her own food, and she didn't do a Maisa Zichus for the daughter-in-law. So you see over here that Rabbi Chiya holds that a Reuven Tchumim needs Zichus. So Rabbi Chiya is holding as a Tana, he's holding on our Mishnah, Rav's holding like that Tana, Rabbi Chiya, so that's a Tanai. Right? Now, and what now? Rav says that by shifutim mivos you don't have to do. Right, that's by eiv tchumim. So what about Rav has the other way? We don't have a Mishnah that says by Rav. That is the case by tchumim, right? So tchumim eiruv tchumim has no Mishnah. It's a machlokas tanoim. But what about our case, which clearly has a Mishnah that says that you don't that you have to you have to be zocher. So that's what we say Rav tanu hupalik. Tosos learns differently. Tosos learns the other way around. Tosos learns the case is dealing with Eruv Chatzeros, and he doesn't have to. It's much easier to say that Rav argues on a lack of a Mishnah than to say Rav argues on the actual Mishnah. That's Tosos's problem. The Tosos flips it around. Okay, Amalei Rabbi Zera, Rabbi Yaakov, Barad de Bas Yaakov. Rabbi Zera says to Rabbi Yaakov, the daughter of Yaakov, he must is Hassam. When you go to Eretz Yisrael, Akiv Vizil Utsum de Tzor. Go this roundabout way. You don't go straight. He's Rav Zera says to Rav Yaakov,
the son of the daughter of Yaakov,
Kimas is Hasam. When you get to Eretz Yisrael, Akif Vizil Sum Litzur. Go a roundabout way and to find somebody, Uboy Minei, and go ask me Rav Yaakov Bar Idi. Go ask Rav Yaakov, the son of Idi, Ba'i Minei, Mishel Chamosi Irva Mishum Delo Zichzala, O Dilma Mishela Irva Mishum Delo Shalomi Daisa. Same question. What was the reason why they were Kliya Asr in that case? And Amar Lay, he said to him, when I got there, Mishel, Mishel Chamosa Irvila, U Mishum Delo Zichzla. The reason why Rash Kliya said it was Asr is because there was no Zichus over there. According to Sheet, there's Rash talking about Eir Chubim, and that she wasn't Zocha. And Rav Kliya is arguing, Rav holding like Rav Kliya, that even by Eir Chubim, you require Zichus, as but Shmuel would say, that from the fact that the Mishnah doesn't talk about it, that you don't need Zichia for Eir Chubim. Amr of Nachman comes of Nachman and says, "V'halacha we're machmir like both like Rav and like Shmuel, and therefore echad eiv tchumim. Whether you come to eiv tchumim, the echad eiv chatzeros or and shutiv mivos, the same thing. Sarach lezakos, you have to have the zikoy rishus. You pass it in like lechumra according like both of them.
But that's not the halacha, right?
It is the halacha. Right, Tosos says.
Well,
let's read Tosos first. Amr of Nachman, Akinan Echad Eiv Tchumim Echad Shutiv Mivos Sarach Lezakos. Kein Halacha, that is the Halacha. V'chein Pasuk B'Sheiltos V'Parshas V'Hi B'Shalach. D'Kulvim L'Tzrichim Lezakos Eiruv Tchumim V'Chatzeros V'Shituv Mivos. And he adds V'Eiruv Tavshilim. Eiruv Tavshilim also. V'Ap O'Gad D'Boy Rav Nachman Eiruv Tavshilim. Even though we'll see in a moment that there was a Shaila about Eiruv Tavshilim. Mehai Mahem Masik Abayi D'Loshim Lei V'Shmold D'Ishmi Lei L'Hadim Mivai Lei. You see, they definitely hold the Eiruv Tashin as well, that if you're making the Eiruv on behalf of somebody else, you have to do a Maisa Zichus for them. You have to do something.
What is the Maisa Zichus?
What?
That's not how we pass.
That is how we pass.
It is.
No, the rug's in the shore and it makes an Eiruv Tashin and I forgot and I can be our tam.
He has to do something.
But he does it automatically.
No, he has to do something. If he doesn't do something, it's no good.
He has to
do something. He has to do a Maisa Zichus. Then it's no good. It's a big problem. If you have guests coming to your house, and they're not there, when you make the Eruv Tashilin in your house, they come a second before Shabbos, they can't do anything for Shabbos unless you did a Maisa Zikud for them. You have to do something. You pick it up, you say something, it's not a big deal, but it has to be done.
You give it to somebody else.
You give it to Bimazakus on their behalf. You give it to
them.
You have to do it.
And how does it work with the Eruv Tashilin, with the Shutuf HaMavos that we used to carry?
So somebody who's making it there. Like there are 40 people in the Yeshiva Gedolah. They're mezakeh to somebody on behalf of everybody else.
But they don't even know who the mezakeh. I'm mezakeh to a rabbin. Can you do that?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Everybody in the mavoi.
Everybody that I'm mezakeh to an entire.
You think you knew everybody in the times of the Mishnah? You knew everybody in your chutzner. You didn't know everybody in all the mavois. The mavoi is huge. A mavoi is not a closed area.
It specifically said that you have to mezakeh. You need to know who you mezakeh.
No, I'm mezakeh for everybody in the mavoi. Yes.
Can you do that?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. That's the answer. Yes. You can do it. Okay. Vayir of Nachman. Now here comes the Eiruv Tashilin. Yes. We said before, if we're looking at for Shituf Mavos and Eiruv Chatzeros, it's pure Schus. Because what's the downside? No. Eiruv Tchumim, it could be a downside. Eiruv Tchumim could be a downside. That's the shayla. Eiruv Tchumim could be a downside because you lose out the other side. Okay. But that's why you have to know the person. But you have to do a Meiser for them. Vayir of Nachman, Eiruv Tavshilin, Sarach Lezakos or Eiruv Lezakos? Do you have to do a Maisa Zikur for them or not? So Amar of Yosef, Mighty Boile, what's your Shaila? Lo Shemile, did you not hear Hada Amar of Nachman, Barad Amar Shmuel? Did you not hear what they said? That Eiruv Tavshilin, Sarach Lezakos. It says Eiruv Tavshilin, you need to do this Maisa Zikus? So did you not hear that? So Amrle Avaye, Pshitin Dol Shmile. It's Pashit didn't hear that, because had he heard it, Dol Shmile, Mighty Boile. What would have been the question? He goes, no, even if had he heard it, he would have had a question. Amrle, Atu Eru Tichumim, Milo Amr Shmuel, Ain't Circle Zakos, but Amr Eru Circle Zakos. What was the big deal? Shmuel said by Eru Tichumim that you don't have to, there's no need, Ain't Circle Zakos, but Rav Nachman then said Circle Zakos. So even had he heard that Rav Nachman said that Eru, that Shmuel said that by Eru Tavshilin, maybe Rav Nachman argues. So Gemara says, no, Rabbi says, Hachi Hashta, what's the comparison? Bishma Hassan by Eir Tchumin, Rav Nachman could be Cholik because the Pligi, Rav Shmuel, because Rav says something different. But the Kamash Malon, Bishma Hassan, the Pligi, Rav Shmuel, the Kamash Malon, Chumin Damar, the Chumin Damar. Then he goes like the Chumra of Rav in one instance and Shmuel in the other instance, which is a Rishonim Ass. Then we learn way back that if you go according to both Chumras, then it's then you're a Ksil. What's going on? So two answers. Number one, that's I guess the answer could be that that's if they're mutually exclusive. They're not mutually exclusive here. One's by Eir Tchumen, one's by Shittu Fimavos. If you hold by one, it doesn't contradict the other one. Just one Shita here, one Shita here. I'm just taking the Shita and the Shita, but I'm not holding opposite Chumras. Okay. But Abal Hacha, Yisa de Shmile, Mikom Adapolig. In our case, by the Eir Tavshilin, had he heard what Shmuel said, he would never ask the Shaila because no one argues on Shmuel. Had he heard Shmuel and he didn't hear anybody else, why is he asking whether you need the Zikui? No one argues. Over there, you have a Shaila because Rav argues. So Rav Nachman can say differently. But Rav Nachman's not going to say differently than Shmuel over here. So the fact that he asked the question proves that he never heard what Shmuel said. Okay. Hahu Turzina. You have this Turzina. Turzina seems to be a watchman over the weapons. He's guarding the arm depot. So he's a guy. He's guarding the arm depot. The Havi Bishimuse de Rab Zera, who lived in the neighborhood of Rab Zera. So Amrle, so the Yisraelim went to this guy. Ogil Ar Meshusach, can you do Schirus and Yorushus to us on Shabbos so we can carry in the Chatzar or in the Mavoi? So below Ogil Lahu, he said, no, I don't want to do it. I'm not going to do it. Right, which is exactly the reason why they made this. Takana, they have to do Schirus so you don't live with them. Okay, so Asul Kami de Rab Zera. So they came in front of Rab Zera and they said, listen, we're going to be stuck. So Amrle, they asked him, Mahu le Megar mi dibisugu? Can we do it from his wife? He says, no, we can go behind his back and get permission from his wife. So Gemara says, Amrle who? So Rav Zera says to him, yeah, you can. Hachi Amr Reish Lakish made the Gavarava, because Reish Lakish said the name of a great person. Who's that? Umanu Rav Chanina, that's Rav Chanina. This and that is talking about by a Jewish person. Ishto shel Adam me'arebe shalom yidaito. Just like a Jewish woman can participate in the Eruv without the Rishus of her husband, so too the non-Jewish woman can wreck the Rishus without the das of her husband.
Even here he said no.
Okay, so you see that you can even go behind his back.
No, here he said don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do more. They're calling that this.
Yeah, but it's different if he doesn't know and if he doesn't want.
But she's not being coned anything over here. She's being Mizakia. She's such a Durabana, they let do it. That's the thing also. Tosos asked that question. Tosos says, why are they even going this so far? Tosos, exactly your point. Tosos goes, why? Vim Tomar, Milo Maisi Mirav Yehuda, the Amar Bereish Hadar, Mishmeh Shmuel, Schiro Vlikito Shamnach, we know Sene Ruvo. What do you have to go to the wife for?
Even
a Jewish employee can go do it if he can do it. So they answer that because they want to answer one wife case from another wife case. But Hanami, you're right. It's so clear. It's a Pashan answer. Just the employee can do it, so the wife can do it also. But you see from here that he can even do it against his Rishus. So Gemara is going to say, next, Gemara is going to another case. Then it's going to ask a Stira, and we're going to figure out when you can do it against his will and when you cannot do it against his will. Same case. He said no. So us to come to Rabbi Yehuda Bar Oshia Amrle Ma'ale Megim Dibisayu. Can we do it from his wife? Lo Havi Biyade. He didn't know the answer. Us to come to Rabbi Masna. They came to Rabbi Masna. Lo Havi Biyade. Us to come to Rabbi Yehuda. So they came in front of Rabbi Yehuda, and he said Amrlehu Hachi Amr Shmuel. This is what Shmuel said. Again, Rabbi Yehuda is a Talmud of Rabbi Shmuel. So here's answering in the name of Shmuel. Ishto shall adam merveve shlomi daito. Just like a woman, a Yisrael, she can give the Erev against the das of her husband, so too the non-Jewish woman can do it as well. So Gemara says, Meisvei, I'm going to ask you a kasha. Okay? We says in the Braisa, Noshim she'eru, women who partake in the Erev, Vishen nishtatifu, or they partake in the Shittu Mavos, shalomi das belayhen, without the permission of their husbands, any Reuven Erev in Shittu Fanshittu. It's no good. What are you talking about? You said it is good. Now you're saying it's no good. So it says, Lokasha, Hada Asar, Hadlo Asar. There's a difference. If the husband's refusal to participate in the chatzar or the shituf will cause him a problem, will cause a problem, then she can go behind his back. But if his participation is not essential, we'll see what that means. If his participation is not essential, then he can't go behind his back. What's Hada Asr? Rashi says, Hada Asr al b'nei hamavoy lo v'inan daite. There you don't need his das. You must need him below Asr. And the case that we brought down is which below the Asr. He goes, Chatzah sheben shnei mivos, v'regili imzeh below imzeh. His Chatzah is between two mivos. And most of the time, he uses the other mavoy. He doesn't come into this mavoy. So even if I don't have him in here, it's not a big deal. Oh, I want to include him just to be sure. Then you can't go behind his back. Because he's not essential to this mavoy to carry. Because he most of the time will go the other way. So he doesn't asr this place. I can't go behind his back. But if him not participating is going to cause a problem, then you can go behind his back and the wife can do it. And the Gemara says, Hachinam Mistabra, this answer makes sense. The in Cain, because if we don't say there's a difference between asr and below asr, we're gonna have a stira in Shmuel himself. Kasha the Shmuel Shmuel, the Amr Shmuel. Shmuel says, Echam ibnei mavoy. You have one of the inhabitants of the mavoy, Shiragya lishtatef ibnei mavoy, lo nishtatef. Typically, he participates in the shitif mavos with all the other ibnei mavoy, and this time he doesn't participate. When you say typically participates, which means he typically goes this way. This is the case of Asr. So we say over here, b'nei mavoy nechnas nesel beso, unotin shitif mimeno bal karcho. They can do it bal karcho. That's ruggle in, but ain't ruggle low. That's ruggle yes, ain't ruggle low. Ruggle means if he's not going to participate, he's going to mess everybody up. So I can do it balkarcho. But if he's not ruggle, meaning he doesn't particularly use this entrance, he can go the other way. So his non-participation is non-essential for the shittim of host. Then you can't go behind his back, and you can't do it balkarcho. Okay, shmamina. That's a raya. So now, lema misayile, let's bring a raya, maybe we're going to bring a raya to Shmuel, that says you can force a person to do it, because it says, kofin oso, you can force one of the b'nei ha-mavoy who doesn't want to participate by the lechi akora, lasos lechi b'kora mavoy, to force him, it's either to put up or to buy, help you participate in getting the lechi akora. Again, you have, the sheet of mavos is good as well, but if you have the open mavoy, you still have to put up a lechi akora for whatever reason, for the hecker, for making it to a fourth wall, you have to put the lechi akora. So just like, they're trying to prove, it's just like you can force him to make the lechi akora, so too you can force him to be mishtatev in the shitu favos against his will.
What does it mean, he actually puts it up?
Maybe he's the house outside, or you need you're collecting money to do it. I'm not exactly sure.
Is he participating? Stuff it doesn't.
Well, what's he participating in? I think maybe everybody has to agree to put up the lechi b'kora. Maybe that's everyone has to agree to put up the lechi b'kora, and you force him. I don't know. How does that work?
What does actual say?
I don't have. We can go like Arthur because there's no Rashi.
contribution towards just right to construction.
It's the construction cost.
Collected against his will.
You can construct. You can pull the money out from him. It's a construction cost. Okay. So the Gemara says there's no raya. This is very difficult. The next couple lines, I'm not sure. Shani Hassim, it's different by the Lechi Akora, the Lechi Mechitzos. The Lechi Mechitzos, because there are no walls. Rashi says, Shani Hassim, the Lechi Mechitzos, Umavoy Megula. Without the Lechi, the Mavoy is open. The Enu Noach Leshomro. And therefore, it's difficult to watch. Difficult to watch. You put up a Lechi, it's this little piece. What does that mean, the Enu Noach Leshomro? Hilka Kofinoso. Maybe, but when it comes to tiltul in the mavi itself, the shita mavos, you would need his das. I don't understand what the difference is. And the next line is lishna achrina mitzad shani. I don't know what that means. Some people say it's based in shani. I don't know. I don't know what it means. I don't know how that answers. Maybe he says over here that maybe the brisa says that the bnei mavoi can force him to make the lechi korah. That's not the B'nai Mavi themselves can force him to do the Baal Korcho. They change the gear so they say Bezdin, that Bezdin can force him to be Mishati for the B'nai Mavi to make a Lechi Korah, and therefore there's no Raya. Right. Who says that? Yeah, okay. I don't know. I don't know what it means.
He said it's a printer's error. It's obviously a printer's error. It should be corrected in one of the following ways.
And if it goes against your Ashkafa, it's a forgery. Okay. So Itmar.
Okay.
You like that one. Okay. Okay, Itmar. There's going to be another kid in by Lechi Bikora. Itmar. So this is also pretty difficult. Rachir Bar Ashi Amar Rav. Rachir Bar Ashi said the name of Rav. Osin Lechi Ashera. You can make the Lechi out of an Ashera tree. Even though it's Asr Bahana, and you have to destroy it, you can make the lechi from an asherah. Rav Shimon ben Lakish Omer Osin Korah Asherah. You can even make the Korah, which is really thick. You can make that from asherah. Suman the Amar Rav Shimon ben Lakish basically says you can do a Korah kosher kein lechi. Of course you can use the lechi from the asherah because you can use a big thing, you can use a small thing. Man the Amar lechi, but the Man the Amar says you can use a lechi aval Korah lo. He would not allow you to make the Korah. Why? Because Kitusei Michtas Shiurei. Because it's from an asherah, the asherah has to be destroyed. So the destiny of the asherah is to be destroyed. The destiny impacts the current status. And therefore, it's as if it's not here. And if it's not here, it's not here. What about the lechi? The lechi also has a certain shear, and it has to be destroyed. And if it's not here, it's not here. That's what Tosto says. He says, Apa God, the lechi nami boi shear, go v'gamrocha mashehu mi aboi, miko makom kem lo boi el shear zuta lo ichmirubo. So what?
No.
It's still shear.
No, it says that a lechi does not have the minimum wheat.
Okay, but it still requires a mashu. So if you're saying that the destiny impacts the current status...
Mashu is not considered shear.
Yeah, shear mashu. What is mashu not a shear?
No. Mashu is anything.
And what is anything?
One molecule.
So that's a shear.
No, it's not a shear. A shear has to be a measurement of something.
So yeah, it has a measurement of a mashu.
You're not allowed to have any enough. It's a shear, period. That's the story.
So they say over here that you have to... There's a Reb Chaim that talks about this also. Maybe you say that... I think there's alumnus here that what happens is that similar to everything what Marcel is saying is that the lechi doesn't require a shear. It has to be here, but there's no shear. So when we say that the destiny impacts the current status, it doesn't impact the physical reality that the thing actually exists. It just takes away the concept of a shear. So by the korah, it requires a shear, takes away the shear, it's gone. But the lechi doesn't require a shear. It's here. What?
So
the Korah does have a shear. The Lechi doesn't have a shear. Korah has to have a big shear. It has to be thick enough to hold a brick on it.
Right.
So we're saying that because it's an Asherah, its destiny is to be destroyed. That means the shear isn't here, so it's gone. But by the Lechi, yeah, it's supposed to be destroyed, so there's no shear. But it doesn't need a shear to begin with. The physical reality still exists. Well, why are they permitted to use it? It's Asherah, it's Rabbanah they were making.
Yeah, why didn't
have a Lechi? I don't know.
Not
maybe
it's...
The lechi and the korah. The lechi and the korah. I know. So the Ritva says that this din is only by an asherah of Yisrael, but by an asherah of a nachri, he says you can use it no problem, because if a nachri is mevatel it, then it's going to be mutter. So it's difficult. I think these are very difficult lines. This top piece of Amud Beis is extremely difficult. Okay. Now the Mishnah is going to talk about. When would you have to tell the Bnei Mavoi or Bnei Chatzer that I'm taking from them more for the Eruv or the Shituf? So what happens? Let's say I put down the Shituf Mavoi, so I put down the Eruv, the Eruv, and Nisma'et HaOchel. Machlokes is when this happened. This happened before, this happened the next Shabbos. Nisma'et HaOchel. It goes below the minimum Shir. So Mosif Ubezake, I can go and take food from them, right, even from them, and then I don't have to tell them, because I'm mizaki them. What they wanted the Eruv the first time, they're not going to want it the second time. They want it, so I can take it for them, put it into the Eruv, and I'll be mizaki for them. They ain't sure with Lodia, I don't have to tell them. But now, nitosvu aleyan, let's say more people move into the chatzer. They move into the courtyard. So Mosif, I can take my own food, right, umizaki, and be mizaki to them, but Sarich Lohodia, I have to tell them to see whether or not they want to join or not, which I don't understand why, because I thought it was a Zichus. I don't know.
He says, you can steal
their food? Rashi says, Sarich Lohodia, Lidiorin, Shenitosu, Imdaitam Be'eruv, Ukagon Shema'ar Mishalahan. It must be that you're taking their food.
So in the first case, you can take their food without them knowing. Is that mean go into the house and take their boxes without telling them?
Yeah, because they all want it, because I already have rishus from them to make the eruv.
It sounds from the Mishnah that
I did it already from them. The birds
what?
Came and
not
ate it.
Time.
Right, but so the Anan Sahadi, that they want to have the eruv, and that for whatever reason the eruv got diminished, Anan Sahadi, they'll give me permission to go take more for them. To make sure.
What? I don't know which one they want.
They want to have an Eruv. So Anan Zadi. That's the assumption. That's the assumption that the Gemara is making. Right.
The same thing with the Torah above.
The Mishnah seems to be saying
clear. Nitosu aleyan, Mosif.
He adds on.
Right, but I think it's mostly mazaka, and I think bitzarich lodiya, and Rashi says, and if, at the end of the case, and if he's taking from their food, he has to tell them.
Right, but the first case, not.
No, correct.
Even they use their food. What's the point?
All right, let's read the Mishnah again. Nismaita ochel. Okay, the Mishnah, the ministers of the food. Mosif umazake. I can go and take from them. The ain't sarich lohodio. I can mosif umazake. Rashi says mosif umazake. The ain't sarich lohodio. So he cool in this ratzu b'tchila. So the Anan Zahadi is that they want to and they'll let me go take their food. Okay, the ain't sarich lohodio. Nitosifu alehen. Now more people came in. Mosif umazake. I can add my own food and be mazake for them. But the tzarich lohodim. And Rashi says, but if I take their food, I have to let them know. So kami hishiurim. What is the shear of the sheet of mavos? So the Mishnah says, "Bizman shem Reuben." When there are a lot of people, find out what that means. Then you need mazon shtei sudas lekulam. You have to have two meals for everybody. The Mishnah is going to explain this is going to be a kula. Bizman shehem watin. When there are a small amount of people, Mishnah Gemara says it's 18. 18 is the cutoff. 18 people. Kegrogres lecholecha v'yachad. You just need to have a grogres, all right, a dried fig for each one. When do you need to have a grogres to call echad v'echad or two meals worth? That's betchilas erev. That's only at the outset, at the onset of the erev. Abav v'shiyare erev. But I guess maybe most people say, let's say that's in the outset of the first Shabbos. But now it keeps going, diminishing down. The next Shabbos, shiyare erev kol shul. As long as I have a kol shul left, that's fine. Because lo amru la'arev. The only reason why you're making an erev, if you also have a sheet of mavos. That's only so that people don't forget that you have to make an Erev as well. So if I had the Sheet of Mavos, we had this Machlokes a few times, if I had the Sheet of Mavos, I don't need an Erev Chatzeros. So in this case, where I start with the Erev Chatzeros, and now it's going down, I don't have to worry about it, because I already have it, and that's enough of a reminder to the children that you need the Erev.
Why is he adding here in the Mishnah? Why is he adding?
Because it goes down beyond that limit.
Beyond that?
Right? Or Rav Yossi is arguing. So maybe Rav Yossi is arguing. Rosi says, "Bemed Rav Moved Chilas Erev." There's only the beginning. Avav Shiara Erev. You just need a kosher. Maybe he's arguing. Rashi says, "Yeah, that's what Rashi says." Ain't Zerach Losif. Rav Yossi Poli Tana Kama. Rav Yossi argues on the Tana Kama. What's the vav? I don't know what the, I have a marking here. I don't know what that is. Okay. Okay. The Mishnah had mentioned that if the food is diminished, then when you're mosif from the Bnei Mavu, you don't have to tell them. It's mashma that only if it diminishes and you take the food, you don't have to tell them. But if the ochel was completely eaten up and now I'm taking it from them, I would have to tell them I'm taking new food. So Gemara says, "B'maya skinan." Well, what's the case? Ilein b'bin echad. If it's, well, see, we did the erev with this type of bread. Ilein b'bin echad, and I'm being mosif on that. My ira nismait. Who cares if it went just that it diminished? Afilu kolonami. This is going to address what you're bothered with, Jesse. Right? My ira nismait. Afilu kolonami. Even if it completely got eaten up, would also be allowed to take it. They allowed me to take bread from their house to make the erev. I go back and take more of the bread to make the erev because they gave me permission for that. But Ella bishneiminim. Well, let's say they gave me the bread for the sheet of mavos, and now I'm going to their house and I'm going to take wine. Well, they didn't give me permission to take wine. So right, Ella bishneiminim. I feel this might, Namilo. I wouldn't be able to go take it. I have to tell them. That's different. That's not what they had the das to begin with. So the sanya and proof is from a brisa. Kala ha'ochel. If the food is eaten up, mi min echad ain't sarach l'odia. Now I'm going to take more if it's from the same meal. I don't have to tell them. Umishnei minim sarach l'odia. I have to tell them. Brisa is clear. I have to tell them. I'm taking from a different meal. So what's the case? It's nismait. So nismait. If it was a different meal, I'd have to tell them. And even, and only nismait. If it's the same meal and it was completely eaten up, I wouldn't have to tell them anyway. So what's the case in the Mishnah? So the Gemara says, Ebais Ema, say our Mishnah is talking about Mimin Echad, it's talking about one. Ebais Ema, Mishnah Minim, or I'm replacing it with a different food item. How does that work? Ebais Emimin Echad, I can say that it's Mimin Echad, Humai Nismait. What does it mean Nismait in the Mishnah? It means Nismat Mate. It's completely eaten up. It's completely eaten up, and with one Min, I can still go and take it. If Min is completely up, I can go get it, I can go take more. The Ebais Ema, Mishnah Minim, or I can say it's Mishnah Minim. Right, and now I'm going to Ma'ari from a different min. Even though Ma'ari from a different min, it's a case of where the first min was not completely eaten up, and it's coming to teach us the Kalashani, that only if it was completely eaten up, then I would have to give them. If it's completely eaten up and I'm taking a different min, I would have to get the permission. But here we're talking about a case where it wasn't completely up, eaten up, and I'm going to take a different min to, you know, complete the shear, then I don't have to tell them because the ear is still in existence. Well,
so now if you come along and you say you paid something different men,
right? So Anand Sadi is that they gave permission, like Yossi was saying, they gave permission to take this food, not something else. Yeah, that's
how you can take without the permission anything. You take Anand Sadi.
No, now we're changing that. We can take his permission only the food that they gave them originally.
What do you have to even take from them? Is there not in the red? What can you even disaster?
He probably can.
So why are you going to this guy's home?
Because he doesn't have.
No one else has.
He doesn't have. I'm here alone. Everyone else is in shore. I woke up late. They got Bert ate the whole Eruv. Right. All right, I'm always going to make up the case for you.
And you don't have.
And I don't have. I don't have. I'm eating out today. I don't have any food in my house. Right. I'm going to go to the guy and I'll take the food. Okay. You can make up any of the cases. Nitosifu Alehen Mosif Umizaka. Now, if they had extra people that came into the Eruv Tchumim, I can be Mosif and Mizaka. And now, if I'm going to be Mosif from them, take from their food, I have to tell them. Why? Because I never have permission for them to begin with. So Amar Rav Shizivi, Amar Rav Chizda, Zos Ameris, this proves to us, right, we can learn from this din, the din that, when I'm taking from the extra people came in that weren't there originally, I have to tell them, Chalukim Alav Chaveir Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Yehuda's colleagues argue on him, because he says, you don't have to tell them. Ditnan, we're going to learn tomorrow's daf, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, "Medvar Memurim." One of these things says that you have to have the das of the people. That's be eruv tchumim. That's only one by eruv tchumim. Aval be eruv chateros ma'arvin bein ladas bein shlo b'das. Whether I have the permission or I don't have the permission, I can, even if I'm taking their right, I can take him from their food. I can do it without their permission. You see clearly here that argues with Rabbi Yehuda. So Mar says, okay, but because they're quoted from all different places. Our Mishnah said that if the people come in new, you have to get the permission. That goes against Rabbi Yehuda, who says you don't have to get permission when you make an Eruv Chatzeros. So Gemara says, Pshit in the Chalukin. It's Pashit at the Chaluk. It's clear. Our Mishnah says A, Rabbi Yehuda says B. So, it comes to teach us. It's clear. So Gemara says, no, Ma'u de Tema, you would have thought that our Mishnah holds like Rabbi Yehuda, that you typically, by Eruv Chatzeros, you don't have to tell them. And our Mishnah, where that's saying that you do have to tell them, is Hani Mili, B'chotzer she'bein shnei mevos. Talking about a chotzer that's between two mevos. So I don't know whether or not he wants to be mistatef in our chotzer, or in our mavoi, or the other mavoi. So I'm going to go take him and you're going to tell him. Because he could say, no, I'm not going with you, I'm going with the other guy. Right? Hani mili, chotzer b'shnei mevos. A chotzer shemavo echad emalo. Kamash alon, comes Rosh Zivi to tell us, no, that our Mishnah is even talking about a case where it's guys going into one mavoi. And our Mishnah says that the new people, you have to get their permission. Against Rabbi Yehuda says you would not have to take their permission. Okay. Kama hishiro. How big of a shear do you need? All right, so the Mishnah said, when they're merubin, you need a muzzin of stay sudos for each of them, which basically means, shot means that each one has to have a muzzin of stay sudos, but that's not what's going to mean. And when they're muatim, you just have to have a grogros for kol echavi echad. So the Gemara says, kama hu merubin. What constitutes merubin? A lot of people. Some Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Shmon Esrei Bnei Adam. It's 18 people. So the Gemara says, wait, Shmon Esrei Basulo. Only 18 people is considered a lot of people, and not more. I mean, I don't know what the Havamina is. Right. So Ema, Mi Shmon Esrei Ve'elech. From Shmon Esrei and up. That's the, a lot of people. What's the Havamina? I get the Havamina is just be very careful with your words. Say it right. If you're going to say something, words have meaning. If you say something, say it right. But he didn't say it. Say it the right way. That's what he's saying. So Ema Mishmon Esrei Ve'elech. Umay Shmon Esrei Denakat. So why Dafka Shmon Esrei? Why 18? Why is 18 considered Merubim? So Amar Rabbi Yitzhak V'reid Rabbi Yehuda L'didi Mefarshli Minei Da'aba. I heard a parish from this Mishnah from my father that the Mishnah is basically coming to make a kula, and it basically is saying as follows. That if there's two seudos, right? If there's two seudos, you don't need a grogros for each person. Rather, kol she'ilu mechalko lemozon shtei seudos b'nehen ve'ei magas grogros kol echa ve'echad hein merubin. What if every person would get a grogros, right? If every person would get a grogros, if you would distribute it two seudos and not every person would get a grogros, that's merubin. And that's basically 18. The amount of two seudos, whatever the amount is, if I would distribute it to all the people, you wouldn't have enough for every person to get a grogros. That's 18. Visagi b'mazon stay sudos. And all they would need then is stay sudos. Not for each and everybody. A total amount of stay sudos. That's all you would need. The elo, and if it's not enough people, hein hein mutin ninhu. Meaning if you would distribute stay sudos and each person would get a grogerus, that's not considered merubin. That's considered mutin. That's less than 18. And all you would need then is a grogerus called echa v'echad. And agav orchi kamash malan, the stay sudos haben shmona esrei grogerus. That two sudos equals 18 grogerus. So two sudos equals 18 grogerus. If I have more than 18 people, not everyone's going to get a grogerus.
So you're saying that
one grogar.
Yeah. Is two sudos?
No.
18.
One suda is 9 grogerus. Two sudos are 18 grogerus. If I break up two sudos, and not everybody's going to get a grogerus.
Right.
What's that? Come to teach us. That's 18 people. Not okay.
What's the Mu'at?
18 and 18.
Under 18, what's the case?
So if it's under 18, you only have to have a grogerus for each individual. That's the size.
Either way.
For more than 18, you just have to have stay sudos. No, because for more than 18, stay sudos doesn't even get a grogerus for everybody. It's a kula on each side. You don't even need to have a grogerus for each person. All you need is stay sudos.
Exactly 18 is a grogerus for each person.
Right. More
19 already is less than one.
Right. Exactly 18, you need stay sudos. If you go more than 18, you still only need stay sudos, because once you have stay sudos, that's enough. When it comes to under 18, I don't need stay sudos. I just need a grogerus kolecha v'yachad. All right, stop here. Have a good day.